Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I just left Walmart. And anything past October 31st is just, any shopping done after that date is just god-awful. Why is that? Well, because you have upcoming Thanksgiving and you have all the stuff for that holiday as soon as you walk in. You know, the pots and the pans and all the fixins and trimmins, and then you have aisles and aisles of those prefab gifts that you get because you don't know what else to get anybody. You know, the hand lotion and the lip gloss and the makeup, perfumes, where they're in the gift boxes. And then you have people that are always in a rush, in the parking lot, in the checkout, in the aisles. Why? I don't want to say that I'm anti-Christmas, but or a Scrooge, but man, bah humbug on this whole Christmas thing. It's just so outrageous and just a pressure cooker of stress. I don't know. I got there about an hour ago and there wasn't anybody parked around me. And I park way, you know, in the nosebleed section of the parking lot. And I walk. When I got out there, I couldn't remember where my car was because there were so many cars already parked around it in the nosebleed section. And I'm like, really, people? And I realized, well, I wait till the last minute to do Christmas shopping. And I have the last couple years because I hate it. I dread it. You know, everybody wants to get that perfect gift for their loved one. And people forget the basics of just being together for the holidays and family, not, you know, what they bought. I guess, yeah, okay, you went out of your way to remember that I wanted this for Christmas, and, oh, you remembered, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't remember what I got for last Christmas. I know Christmas, the song, one of my favorite Christmas songs is, Father Christmas by Greg Lake. And I always think, the Christmas you get, you deserve. And I always think, God, if I'm a bad person, am I going to get a shitty Christmas? And I don't know. I'm thankful, I guess, for family and for loved ones. And hopefully, you know, I'll be going to Texas again, driving down. And you know, I looked forward to the trip last year. This year, I'm not looking forward to it so much. Not that it was depressing, just that it was hard, for one. We left in the middle of a blizzard. It was really bad. I didn't even take pictures. I should have taken pictures, damn it. Just the whole thing of pressure, it just irritates me to no end. And looking at all the Christmas trees and all that, of putting it up, and, you know, sure, it's pretty, and little twinkly lights, and sets the mood. Yeah, okay. I don't know. The older I get, the worse it seems to get how I feel about Christmas and Thanksgiving. Well, for one, I hate Thanksgiving. I always hated Thanksgiving because, well, it just, to me, was a holiday that was boring. It just was boring to me. And the big emphasis on the boyd. And eating the boyd for this big, huge presentation of food. Gluttony. And then football and blech, just not my thing. I'm glad, I'm thankful that I married someone who doesn't really care as far as if I put emphasis on the holiday, and he's thankful that, you know, I don't make him get outside in the dead of winter and put up the Christmas lights, hang them from the, you know, outside in the cold, and nah, screw that. I don't know. I just, walking around Walmart, I've already been kind of low since the week before Halloween. Lower than usual, lower than previous years. I don't know why, but this year is harder than the past few years. And I'm trying to get a grip on it. I think drinking alcohol is probably not the best solution. I'll be all right. I know I'll be all right. Hopefully, I just won't completely self-sabotage my life. But walking through Walmart today, I started getting, I could feel a panic attack coming, and I haven't had one in a long time. I remember the first time I had one in that Walmart was in 2004 after my motorcycle accident, and I could feel it coming, and it's just like, I almost wanted to leave my bag full of stuff that I bought, you know, that selected to buy it. Just to leave it and run, because the people, and they, you know, they in your space and just rude and inconsiderate and just, you know, I think, and that's what irritates me too, is the fact that at Christmas time people are so rude and so impatient. Why are they more impatient during the holidays than any other time? And again, that goes back to the stress that this holiday is put on people. And, you know, with the economy, that it's, people are cutting their grass in my neighborhood, on the street where I live. With the economy the way it is, it's a lot of pressure, you know, to get Christmas stuff. And I don't know. I'm glad I'm home. I can retreat in the four walls of my humble abode in my cardboard box. And, just hide away and stare at the walls. No, I don't know. I just started drifting. But anyway, thanks for listening, guys. And those are my Saturday rambles. Later, people.